And there's the final whistle now, and St Michael's getting the victory. But what a game it was, Brendan. I mean, like, ebbed and flowed first half, second half, St Michael's really took over. Like, and you know, 10 minutes ago, Ardra looked completely dead and buried. It looked like it could have been, you know, a double-digit finish to the scoreline. But they really, really dug in again and responded absolutely brilliantly. Ardra, young team, you know, this will stand in good stead after last week's performance where they didn't lay a glove in Kilcare. St Michael's were really, really brilliant in the second half, first 20 minutes. Let Ardra come back into it a bit. Maybe hitting a few too many long kickers. Could have tried to clip a couple short, maybe to take the sting out of the game. But really good there in the last couple of minutes to get their hands on the ball, keep the ball composed over and back. Last week in Gidore, they're in the exact same situation where maybe they rushed a few passes in those situations, give Gidore the platform to get the ball back, and they went eventually on and won the game. But today, St Michael's learned from that from last week, kept the ball there in the last couple of minutes, slowed things down when they needed to. And I think just On the balance, I think St Michael's deserve to come out to the one, Brendan.
Yeah, I think so. Their domination, particularly as you say, at the 20 minutes first and at the start of the second half, you know, they totally dominated possession. They did have a couple of wides, but then they started to get the scoreboard moving, and you know, that huge score, that goal that they had in the second half, that really gave them that bit of breathing space. They opened up a 7-point lead, which I have to give great credit to Ardra, because they kept battling back for a team that were starved of possession for long periods. They were able to find a way back into the game and give themselves a chance coming down, so they can take an awful lot of encouragement from the performance today. First half they were excellent. Last 5 minutes they really came back at St Michael's. But as you said, Christy, I think St Michael's were deserving winners on the day. They played some really good football. They were really strong, so they used their physicality, they used their experience. Of course, they had Michael Langan in the middle of the field, who had a huge game for them. I was really impressed with Eddie O'Reilly too in the full forward line. Got a few half chances, clipped them over the bar, made football look simple, so he did. They defended resolutely well at times, although there were occasions where they were caught, and Ardra punished them on that account. So, Martin McInhenny, Michael Langan is here on the middle of the field. Michael Cannon, I thought, had a huge game, got on an awful lot of ball. Max Rorty was really good for them. Daniel McLaughlin has always put in his shift. And, you know, you go through the team, you know, that some really good Michael McGinley again. That experience, be able to get their hands on the ball. Carlos O'Reilly contributed particularly early on in the game, so he did. So they'll be happy to get their 2 points on the board, get them started after round two of the Michael Murphy Senior Championship, and it takes a bit of the pressure off them for our draw. They can take an awful lot more out of this game than they can from last week. They can go back and see who they get in the draw, but they can be hopeful now going into their upcoming fixtures. If they can replicate that performance, they'll give themselves a chance. But what an enjoyable game it was here, Christy, at the Bridge today. Really enjoyed it. Both teams having their periods of dominance, but St Michael's coming out on top on a scoreline of 116 to 211.